Let us now try to ask the Lord for his blessing in this evening hour. Most holy, most gracious, and most glorious Lord, with thee there is a never diminishing fullness of grace. It is grace for grace. O, wilt thou then show thyself in this evening as that fountain of living waters, that it may come forth from thee alone, and that there may be a thirsty people that shall be supplied. Lord, wilt thou then give us a quiet hour in this evening, for thou hast brought us here after a day of labor, and wilt thou then give also the proper attention, for Lord, that can also begin to hinder us, that we cannot listen as we ought to listen. We are dependent upon thee. But Lord, if thou wilt now do that for thy name's sake, and if thou wilt do that also for those in whose heart that word should find entrance, our Lord, then indeed we awaken spiritually. What a wonder that would be in this evening. And then there is also a people. Lord, they also cannot listen of themselves. But if thou wilt give them those ears to hear by renewal, oh, then once again, it is a delight that they may yet hear thy word and thy voice. Wilt thou now give in this evening, as it is the week of preparation, a word that is for the weary in due season, that it may yet solve riddles for those who have no answers to their questions, that thou wouldest give instruction to those who have those questions, what their way should be, how their life is, and what is inwardly in their soul. Our Lord, then it is a people that has to exercise weight upon the Lord, but then a waiting with a longing, with a yearning, with a praying. Speak, Lord, for thy servant or thy handmaiden hearkens unto thee. Oh, that in this evening now thou wouldest yet come over, and then not only in church, but wilt thou speak also unto those that listen along, wherever that we may be. Oh, that it may yet prove to be a profitable evening in that regard, where two or three are gathered together, thou art in the midst, and then we are together tonight in thy name, O Lord. Oh, wilt thou then also give that fresh oil, give thou that there may be opening, that it may be a delight also to speak of those things, that thy word declares unto us the riches of salvation for the poorest of all sinners, the provisions of pardon for the guiltiest of all the transgressors, that there is now a Savior sent by thee, O Father, thy beloved Son, who freely came to this earth, who desired to descend here below and assume the human nature. Our Lord, and he also went into that bitter death. He went into hell, and now he has instituted a holy ordinance, a sacrament, that holy supper. And it is that we should have remembrance of him and his bitter death. Oh, wilt thou then give yet a people tonight that may have some remembrance of what he has done so willingly and so voluntarily, For then he did not come with silver or with gold, but he came with the price of his precious blood to obtain the salvation for his people. For he took all the punishment upon him. He became sin for his people. Oh, he became the curse upon that cursed tree. But then he also lived a holy life, a righteous life, for he brought in an everlasting righteousness, so that he took the guilt and gives the righteousness. Oh, that wondrous exchange that becomes the hope of a people that can only be undeserving and unworthy, and so deserving that thou shouldest cast them away forever. Wilt thou then give, Lord, that the unconverted may hear what the blessedness is of thy people, the leadings and the ways of thy people, and that there would come in their heart a holy jealousy, a longing, a missing. Oh, make then yet a beginning in this evening, for thou art able to do the wonders, and thou alone. Lord, wilt thou then visit us in this evening? Be with thy Zion over the length and the breadth of this earth. All those in difficulties, in needs, in troubles, and in wants. There are mourners in our midst. There are mourners in another congregation. Lord, wilt thou then strengthen? Yes, wilt thou also sanctify those callings? Remember that husband and father in the hospital, in his weakness. Ah, Lord, then thou art able to reach his heart, to be with his wife, with the family, and strengthen them together. Be also with those that are in homes of care. Lord, they are also not outside of thy reach. Wilt thou then yet strengthen and uphold also the families and bless each one with grace? Lord, take care of us now in this evening. May we experience that thou art a God who is near and not afar, and that thou wilt look upon us in thy kind compassion. Oh, give then that there may be tidings, good tidings, from a far country for a weary soul, that it may be as a drink of water upon him that is thirsty. Lord, what we forget, wilt thou not forget it? Be then mindful of us and hear us. We ask it for Jesus' sake alone. Amen.